Skagway considers a new pool of applicants for borough manager, and Haynes tour operators coordinate with contractors to reduce delays during highway construction. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The municipality of Skagway will consider committee recommendations for the manager search, the interim manager's budget proposal, and a request from Alaska Power and Telephone to relocate a power cable. KHNS's Claire Strempel has more.
The municipality of Skagway is considering a new set of applicants for the borough manager position. The municipality put out another call for applications, and last week, the manager search committee narrowed down a list of new applicants to 5 candidates. But the committee decides on Wednesday whether to propose their recommendation until they receive applicant background checks. Former manager Scott Hahn resigned from the position in July 2018. The municipality has been looking for a replacement since then. Tom Healy is currently serving as the interim manager for the municipality. His contract is set to expire at the end of May. The search for a new manager was delayed earlier this year when the municipality's first choice for the position, Sam Keto III, declined the offer. The assembly will also consider a request from Alaska Power and Telephone to move a power cable to Smuggler's Cove. AP&T discovered damage to the cable in March when fiber optic communications between their power facilities were interrupted. The cable is seriously damaged, and the company says it could fail at any time. Cable failure would compromise hydropower transmission between the municipalities of Haynes and Skagway. AP&T says that at Smuggler's Cove, the cable will be less susceptible to underwater rock slides and farther from future ore dock development. The municipality of Skagway owns the cove and granted AP&T an easement for an internet cable they currently maintain there. The manager's recommendations for the fiscal year 2020 budget are up for review by the assembly. Interim manager Healy finds savings on projects that aren't ready to use the allocated funding, according to his memo. For example, he recommends reducing the Gold Rush Parcel Development Feasibility Study funding from $2.5 million to $10,000 because project construction will not begin in the fiscal year 2020. Other recommendations include reducing funds for the Klondike Highway, the Rec Center roof, and the long-term waterfront plan. He also recommends zeroing out funding for recycling equipment and harbor float engineering until the projects have firmer plans in place for using the money. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
Southeast Road Builders began construction for 2 projects on the Haynes Highway earlier this month. Construction will take place between milepost 0 and 3.5 and between milepost 4 and 12. This may cause delays of up to 10 minutes in either direction for each project. Some tour operators worry this will prevent them from getting cruise passengers back to their ships on time. The Tourism Advisory Board, or TAB, met with Southeast Road Builders today to discuss ways to reduce delays during construction on the highway. Since there are 2 projects, wait times can add up to 40 minutes for trips up and down the highway. Tour operator and TAB member Sean Gaffney said if delays are this long, there is a risk that tours will be canceled this summer.
If the ships aren't departing on time, they're going to rapidly question whether they should be coming here. It causes them to have to burn a bunch more fuel to make up time, try and keep their schedule, and it's one of their biggest costs is that fuel burn, and their biggest source of revenue is the tour sales.
Road delays mean some tours struggle to operate within the schedule of the Fast Ferry, which shuttles cruise ship passengers between Haynes and Skagway during the summer. There is a risk that passengers may not make it back to their ships before the cruise sets off for the next destination. But Roger Schnabel with Southeast Road Builders says that there are deadlines for the highway project that must be met or the company will face penalties. He says the wait times for traffic are built into plans to meet those deadlines.
So when we talk about costs, we talk about impact. I'm sensitive to that, but I guess to set the stage straight, obviously, the tour operators appreciate where we're at from a contractor standpoint, what our obligation is to make sure that we provide the service that we're required to by signing the contract. we have to do that.
At the meeting Wednesday, tour operators and the contractor agreed it would be a good idea to open radio communication between tour buses and traffic coordinators at the construction sites to facilitate quick passage. However, some were concerned that increased radio communication could overwhelm traffic coordinators working on site. Another possible solution was to set up a caravan of tour vehicles every morning to pass through the construction at the same time. However, Rainbow Glacier Tours owner Joe Ordonez said making sure all the tours leave the cruise ship dock at the same time would be a delay in itself. Seacon Project Superintendent Bryce Iverson is working on traffic coordination between 4 and 12 mile on the highway. He has been tasked with helping to develop a tour operator coordination plan. A Southeast Alaska fishing captain has pleaded guilty to dumping 8 tons of sandblasting waste into the ocean in violation of the federal Clean Water Act. According to the plea agreement filed Monday, 32-year-old Brandon Finney repainted her boat, the FV Alaskan Girl, in Wrangell in June of 2017. Most of the debris was sandblasting material, but it also included copper slag from removing the Alaskan Girl's old paint and the paint chips themselves, the plea agreement says. Finney had the waste loaded onto the 65-foot tender and set sail for Petersburg, a move that prompted someone in Wrangell to complain to Alaska wildlife troopers. According to the plea agreement, which includes vessel tracking data indicating the crew dumped the waste in Sumner Strait. The evidence also apparently includes a video shot aboard the Alaskan Girl, showing a crew member slicing open a bag to dump the waste and someone cheering. That was intended for a possible reality TV show. According to the plea agreement, Finney told a trooper asking about the waste that she had dumped it because she, quote, did not have time to deal with it because the fishing season was so close, end quote. Finney had avoided paying about $1,500 in disposal fees by taking the waste. Now, Finney has agreed to pay an $8,000 fine and to make an additional $2,000 charitable donation to the nonprofit Alaska Fish and Wildlife Fund. Under the plea agreement, she must also pen a public apology to be printed in a fishing trade publication. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.